The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at arizonalottery.com.
All right, the good news is Calais is participating in the walkthrough today, and he has another test scheduled this afternoon, but everything looks good so far. The other injury out of the game, Britt Golden pulled a hamstring on that long catch and is doubtful for this game. Everybody else is their normal questionables.
How's Larry's condition? He looked, by all reports, pretty sore.
About the same he is every week. You know, it gets a little bit better, then he plays on it, and it gets worse. So hopefully we can continue to nurse it into the small open week and get it better.
Are you optimistic about Calais playing Thursday?
I've got my fingers crossed, you know, yes.
How difficult was that situation to deal with when there's so much uncertainty about his condition?
Larry?
No,
Calais. Oh, yeah, that's been a number of times I've been out there watching guys get toted off on a stretcher, and it's never fun. And especially any time it's a head or neck injury involved, you just start praying and hoping everything's going to be all right. But he was coherent and talking, and you could see the fingers and the feet start to come back pretty fast. So I was very optimistic.
Was it a pinched nerve?
I think it was more of a bruised spine.
He came out player 2-4 with his arm. Look like he's pointing to it. Had anything to do with it?
Not that I know of.
Can you talk about some of the struggles covering tight ends so far this season? Obviously, Vernon Davis had a big game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a good matchup. We had probably the best call we could have. We had three deep zone. He ran right past our corner and our safety, and we can't have any better coverage. We just got to be more aware and not sucked in on the run fake. And the other one, Jeremiah, had him played as good as he could. And a really good throw, but he's still got to break that ball up.
Is there a pattern, though? Tight ends seem to have hurt you in almost every game.
I think that's a pattern throughout the NFL. You know, it's not just us. The tight ends are becoming more athletic, and more teams are targeting them.
How much is that position a part of your offense, or is it supposed to be? How much do you need that position to be a part of your offense?
You always need it. If you have it, and you can create a mismatch, that's to your advantage. Right now, we don't have that.
Several of your crucial mistakes came from some of the most veteran players on your team yesterday. How can you explain that, and what does that say about how things are?
Well, you would never anticipate that. You would never anticipate ball security being an issue in that part of the game. When you're fighting for this much, That doesn't make too much sense, reaching the ball out. It almost happened again later. And, you know, Alfonso's fumble, we're in a two-minute situation. You don't fight for yards. You get the first down, you get down, you hand the ball to the referee and hurry up and get back. You don't keep fighting for a half a yard. At this point in time in the game, a half yard doesn't mean crap. You know, so it's playing smarter.
How do you approach a short week like this in terms of practice, how you work the guys? I mean, do you do it any differently? Do you have to do it differently coming off a game in terms of how their bodies
No,
are?
It's totally different. I mean, you don't practice. You walk through. I mean, this is normally a meeting day. Tomorrow's a day off. Those are the two practice days. Wednesday's a Friday morning. For us, today's Wednesday. As players and coaches, it's Wednesday. We do everything we do on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we do everything we would on a Thursday. Then Wednesday morning's Friday, and then Wednesday afternoon's Saturday night. And that's just the way it is. But their bodies cannot practice. There's no way a guy can practice that soon after a game like that, or any game.
Did you start working the game plan late last week then, or did you start working on it today?
Last summer.
I know you always have concerns about injuries. Are there hiding concerns in a week like this when they are still hurting and you
turn around? Yeah, you know, you got to watch guys. That's why there's very little running involved. It's more about getting their body ready for Thursday night and mentally just getting the reps through walkthroughs.
Do you look at yourself after a game and say, what could I have done different, and just move on?
Oh, yeah, you always do. You know, what you did, the calls you made were the ones that you wanted to make. And you know, that you never look back and second guess, you know, especially turnovers. Those are things that you put things in players' hands and you expect them to be delivered. And, you know, we haven't delivered well enough offensively with the number of turnovers we had.
I know you were serious, but the game planning for this game, seriously, last summer you look at the schedule and say, we got to get a lot of things in place for that Thursday night game.
Yeah, you break them down as much as you can. Then you've got young coaches breaking down this year to make sure it's as similar as possible. And then you look at the new things. We had coaches working last Wednesday and Thursday on that so that we could have practice today ready to, in the can, ready to go.
When you turned to your rookies on third down, it seemed like they came up a yard short more than once. Do you tweak anything, maybe tell them to go a yard longer so their routes come back?
No. When you're the underneath guy running a flat route and it's third and five, you know, you expect to get 5 yards. And we gained 4.5 one time and 4 another time, but that's not route depth. You know, they're not going down and breaking out. Then you would be concerned. But when you're the flare control to a deeper route and you're the option, we still anticipate you getting the first down.
Is this Seahawks secondary about as good as it gets?
Yeah, they're pretty solid, you know. They're quality players all the way across the board, and just like everybody else. But, you know, these are a little bit taller, more active corners. The two safeties are outstanding.
Is there a memory, you weren't here, but is there a memory in that locker room where the 58
is here? I haven't heard anything about it. You know, that was long, long ago. Don't really care about it. We're 3-3. They're what, 5-1, and that's all it's about.
Were you close to looking at Drew yesterday at all?
No.
What can you do to get Carson off to a better start, more stable start?
Have the guys around him play better.
Were they in the wrong places?
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.